This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. I'm Jenny Barsby. Boris Johnson will face a four-hour grilling today before the Cross-Party Privileges Committee over claims he knowingly misled Parliament over the Partygate scandal. The former Prime Minister's defence dossier was published yesterday, where he admitted some of the statements he made before the House were wrong, but that they weren't intentionally or recklessly misleading. The Times Associate Political Editor Henry Zeffman has told us today is a pivotal moment in Mr Johnson's career.
It's just going to be an extraordinary spectacle to see the former Prime Minister accounting for things he said at the dispatch box before a committee of seven of his peers with extraordinarily high stakes. Because remember, if the committee finds that Boris Johnson was in contempt of Parliament, it could lead to a suspension from the House of Commons. And if that suspension is 10 days or longer, it probably means a by-election.
Mozzarella, cornflakes and brie are some of the items which have more than doubled in price in the last year. The consumer group Which looked at 25,000 food and drink products from eight major supermarkets and found Lidl had the most price increases, followed by Aldi, Asda and Morrisons. Own brand products were particularly hard hit. The three candidates vying to replace Nicola Sturgeon as leader of the Scottish National Party have criticised her efforts on independence. During their final debate last night, hosted by Times Radio, all of Ms Sturgeon's potential successors said she'd failed to build a sustained movement to break away from the UK. But John Boothman, the Sunday Times political correspondent in Scotland, says voters' priorities are currently the cost of living crisis and the NHS.
Frankly, over the last 18 months, the issue of independence has gone down in terms of people's priorities. So what's somewhat strange about this whole campaign is just at a time when independence is less of a priority for people and gender reform for that matter, these seem to be the two things that are dominating the election in the SNP.
A US court's been told Gwyneth Paltrow slammed into another skier and then bolted down the slopes in Utah without even saying a word. The Oscar-winning actress is alleged to have collided with Terry Sanderson, leaving him with broken ribs and brain damage at the Deer Valley Resort in 2016. Mr. Sanderson is suing Ms. Paltrow for $3 million. His lawyer, Lawrence Bueller, told the court she wasn't paying attention.
Defendant Gwyneth Paltrow knew that looking up the mountain and to the side while skiing down the mountain was dangerous. And she knew that skiing that way was reckless. And she knew if she continued to ski that way, that it was not a matter of if, but when, she would crash into somebody and someone would get seriously and permanently hurt.
Ms. Paltrow insists Mr. Sanderson hit her and is counter-suing. And 67% of UK motorists believe changing the rules on MOTs will put lives in danger. They include extending the time before new vehicles need their first test from 3 to 4 years, despite more than 300,000 a year failing their first MOT. The tests check a number of parts, including lights, seatbelts, tyres and brakes, to ensure they meet legal standards. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Off Air, the podcast with Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
I don't know, how would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.